This is selection number 22, Dale and Linda Kreider, the Loxahatchee, archive number T-81-41A.
The Loxahatchee River bleeds, the fatal blood of the manatees, from the boat propeller blades falls the fable mermaid. An osprey in a gentle wind made a sudden stoop again. Wings and talons flare apart, fins and feathers are works of art. Another mullet's broken heart is a part of the Loxahatchee. Now this is natural as can be, but woe to boats that break the speed and hack the backs of the manatee in the grass beds of the Loxahatchee. Now the sea cow seldom roams past Tropicana River homes. Speedboat speed has won the race, scar the sea cow's docile face. The Loxahatchee River bleeds, the fatal blood of the manatees. From the boat propeller blades falls the fabled mermaid.
This is selection number 23 by the Peyton Brothers, the Winnsboro Cotton Mill Blues, archive number T-81-52.
About a place in South Carolina. If we got anybody from that state here, here's one especially for you. About a little town, just north of Columbia, I believe, about 35 miles north of Columbia. Town is called Winnsboro, and the song is called the Winnsboro Cotton Mill Blues. I've got the blues, I've got the Winnsboro Cotton Mill Blues. Lordy, lordy, spoolin's hard. Well, you know and I know, you don't have to tell that when you work for Tom Watson, you gotta work like, well, I got the blues, I got the Winnsboro Cotton Mill Blues. When I die, don't bury me at all. Hang me up on the spool room wall. Place a knot right in my hand so I can keep on working in the promised land. I've got the blues, I've got the Winnsboro Cotton Mill Blues. Lordy, lordy, spooling's hard. Well, you know and I know, you don't have to tell that when you work for Tom Watson, you gotta work like, well, I got the blues, I got the Winnsboro Cotton Mill Blues. All right. Old man sergeant sitting at the desk, darned old fool, he won't give me no rest. He take the nickels off a dead man's eyes, buy Coca-Colas and an Eskimo pie. I've got the blues, I've got the Winnsboro Cotton Mill Blues. Lordy, lordy, spooling's hard. Well, you know and I know, you don't have to tell that when you work for Tom Watson, you've got to work like, well, I've got the blues, I've got the Winnsboro Cotton Mill Blues.
Thank you.
This is selection number 24 by Sean Foster called Bebop, archive number T-81-58.
Thank you very, very much. Thank you.
This is selection number 25, Ida Goodson, Baby, Won't You Please Come Home, archive number T-81-57.
Never, never, never.
This is selection number 26, the Peyton Brothers doing Catfish John, archive number T-80-73.
Mama said, don't go near that river. Don't be hanging round old Catfish John. Come the morning, I'd always be there, walking in his footsteps in that sweet Delta dawn.
Take me back to another morning, to a time so long ago, where the sweet magnolia blossoms, cotton fields as white as snow.
Mama said, don't go near that river. Don't be hanging round old Catfish John. Come the morning, I'd always be there, walking in his footsteps in that sweet Delta dawn.
Catfish John was a river hobo, lived and died by the river's bend. Looking back, I still remember I was proud to be his friend.
Mama said, don't go near that river. Don't be hanging round old Catfish John. Come the morning, I'd always be there, walking in his footsteps in that sweet Delta dawn.
Born a slave
in the town of Vicksburg.
Traded for
a chestnut mare.
But he never
spoke in anger,
Though his load
was hard to bear. Mama said, don't go near that river. Don't be hanging round old Catfish John. Come the morning, I'd always be there, walking in his footsteps in that sweet Delta dawn. Walking in his footsteps in that sweet Delta dawn.
Thank you.
This is selection number 27, Gamble Rogers, Deep Gap Salute, archive number T-80-80B.
This is called the Deep Gap Salute. Thank you. rolling home.
This is selection number 28, New Sand Mountain Wildcats. Does anyone ever rap the banjo anymore? Archive number T-88-63.
It's a song I wrote about the two kinds of banjo picking. Back in 1831, Joel Sweeney, it appears, did the most outrageous thing in the history of ears. He took his curly maple banjo, it had a head of possum hide, and he added a little fifth string running halfway up the side. On his fingers there weren't no metal picks, and he had no tuners that he could scrugs. But you know, I think I liked the banjo better before they ironed out all the bugs. Don't the honeysuckle gloom my house in the spring? On the front porch of an evening, can't you hear the bullfrog sing? In the winter, don't they sit and rock and listen to the fires roar? Doesn't anybody ever rap a banjo anymore? Doesn't anybody ever rap a banjo anymore? I've heard hot licks and cheap tricks until my ears got sore. I miss the sound of Uncle David playing stomp the floor. Doesn't anybody ever rap a banjo anymore?
Four flea markets every county had swap day. From Collinsville, Coxville, you can hear them wildcats play. By a set of tools or a brace of mules or dance till your feet get sore. Doesn't anybody ever rap that banjo anymore?
Doesn't anybody ever rap a banjo anymore? I've heard hot licks and cheap tricks until my ears got sore. I miss the sound of Uncle David playing stomp the floor. Doesn't anybody ever rap a banjo anymore?
Well, I've been to some modern festivals. Sometimes I like them quite a lot. But you know, every other city slicker, he's got a five-string pot. He's playing Deliverance and Jet Clamp as fast as he can go. Doesn't anybody ever rap the banjo anymore?
Don't the honeysuckle bloom by the outhouse in the spring? On the front porch of an evening, can't you hear the bullfrog sing? The winter don't they sit and rock and listen to the fires roar? Doesn't anybody ever rap a banjo anymore? We got plastic grass and plastic beds, and our banjos all got plastic heads. You can take me back to the good old days, the Grand Ole Opry and Uncle Dave. I miss his sound, I miss his laugh, miss a gala sizzy wore. Doesn't anybody ever rap a banjo anymore? Doesn't anybody ever rap a banjo anymore? I've heard hot licks and cheap tricks until my ears got sore. I miss the sound of Uncle David playing stomp the floor. Doesn't anybody ever rap a banjo anymore?
Thanks a lot.
This is selection number 29, No Commercial Appeal. Doing Star of the County Down, archive number T-80-55.
This one's an Irish air called Star of the County Down. Thank you.
This is selection number 30, L.J. Slavin, Shebeg Shamor, archive number T-83-91. This is selection number 31, L.J. Slavin, Well May the World Go, and Whiskey Before Breakfast, archive number T-83-91.
Turn the lovers burn. Peace may the generals learn when I'm far away. Well, may the world go, the world go, the world go. Well, may the world go when I'm far away.
high.
Sweet May, the fiddle sound, the banjo play, the yo-ho down. Dancers swing round and round when I'm far away. Well, may the world go, the world go, the world go. Well, may the world go when I'm far away. Fresh May, the breezes blow, clear May, the streams flow, blue above and green below, when I'm far away. Well, may the world go, the world go, the world go. Well, may the world go, when I'm far away. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. You're welcome.
This is selection number 32, Bucksnort Barn Dance Orchestra, Sugar in the Gourd, archive number T-83-91.
A little tune called Sugar in the Gourd. Get them cloggers to dance. Start off fast, yeah.
Thank you.
This is selection number 33, Tommy Dobbs doing Animal Sounds and Stories, archive number T-83-96.
Tommy Dobbs of Palatka.
Thank you. I remember when I was a little shaver, I used to go to grandma's and grandpa's and had a lot of fun out there in the backyard wandering around. And they had a great big white house with a lot of citrus trees off to the side. And around the back was a nice grape arbor with a smokehouse. And beyond that was a wood yard. And I remember out in the backyard, the hens used to scratch around the dirt. It'd be a hot day like today, and they'd want to cool off and find them a nice shady spot underneath the grape arbor, and they'd wiggle down in that sand and fluff up the feathers and run some of that cool sand all down through the feathers, and they'd be sitting there squawking to each other, and then out long through the chicken house there'd come a hen proud to have laid an egg, and she'll come out of that hen house. Now there's always some proud mother showing off the biddies around. Beyond the chicken yard, there was a hog pen. Hogs are real energetic in this kind of weather, and I always like to pick up a stick and walk up to the board fence and poke it in there between the holes and give the old hog a little nudge. And he wouldn't say too much. He'd know somebody was there, but it wasn't much of an effort to make him do anything. Now, I like to bam down on top of that tin roof he had laying across the little pen to shade him from the hot sun. Walk up there and just give it a swat. Bam! He'd come out of there. On beyond the hog pen, there was a dog pen, and Grandpa's a big deer hunter. He had, at times, as many as 15 or 20 dogs. And he had a dog for just about any kind of thing you can imagine. Hog dogs, cow dogs, bird dogs. But his favorite were deer dogs. And I remember one old hound who had seen many a race, and he was getting pretty old, and his name was Lightning, but he wasn't much like Lightning, though. And he had a real easy, nice voice to him. On down the field, they always kept cows. Calves. And the bulls, the king of the pasture. Now off in the shade, the meanest, well, not the meanest, but one of the orneriest critters and one of the most hard-working critters ever walked on four legs, Uncle Ed's pride and joy, Rhody the Mule. Rhody was quite something. Now, off to the side of the pasture, there was a clearing, and along the clearing, you probably see and hear some bobwhite quail. On down beyond the pasture, there was a lot of oak trees leading down to the pond. And in the oak trees, you could see and hear the gray squirrel. Now on the pond, there was a lot of ducks. Frogs of all kinds late in the evening. Ribbit, ribbit. How late in the evening and long about dark, one of my most favorite places was to sit on the front porch. And I guess that's becoming a disappearing part of Americana nowadays. You don't see new houses with front porches anymore. It's becoming a thing of the past. But I like to remember those nice times on the front porch and just casual conversation just drifts away to silence, and then the sounds of the night take over. There's crickets of all kinds. down in the river swamp, you can hear the owls start communicating with each other.
Hoo, hoo, hoo. Hoo, hoo, hoo. Hoo, hoo, hoo.
If you're lucky enough, you be down in the river swamp, you might hear a wildcat. Thank you very much.
This is selection number 34, Gamble Rogers doing the bugle call rag, archive number T-80-25.
This for everybody at Camp Blanding.
This is selection number 35, Moses Williams, in discussion with Thelma Bolton. The archive number is T-80-36.
I want to ask him a question or two. I know you all want to know as much as I. How long have you been playing the door?
About 40 years.
Uh-huh. How'd you come upon fixing up that contraption?
Well, the mule whipped me so hard, I just thought I'd get the haywire and make me some music my own. Then I wouldn't have to be playing along with your mule all the time.
Mm-hmm. This is a beautiful example of how important music is in our lives. Man's desire to make music. Isn't that wonderful? And some of you can't see that he's got a tin can holding the string out up top and a bottle holding it out down at the bottom, and he's playing it with a bottle. So now you can go home and make yourself one, but I doubt that you can do with it what Moses has done with it. Let's give him another great big hand.
This is selection number 36, Moses Williams doing the Catfish Blues number 2, archive number T-80-36.
Ladies and gentlemen, y'all choose the Catfish Blues number 2 by Moses Williams, but they call me the Dough Man in Haines City. If I was a catfish swimming in the deep blue sea, said I have been a woman fishing out of me, fishing out of me.
This is selection number 37, the African Missionary Baptist Church doing Won't That Be a Good Time? This is archive number T-80-10.
shouting with the angels, won't that be a time?
Talking about a good time,
won't that be a time? Oh, talking about a good time, won't that be a time? Talking about a good time, won't that be a time? Shouting with the angels, shouting with the angels, shouting with the angels, won't that be a time?
This is selection number 38, George and Marilyn Heaps Nelson, doing Irish Washerwoman, archive number T-80-20.
Washboard lady here with me, so we're going to have to do you the Irish Washerwoman to wind it up, all right? And this is a tune that up where I'm from, it's really along with Casey Jones and the Wabash Cannonball and these. This is a harmonica player's showpiece. It's in, of course, 6/8 jig time, and the tune of it is just such that you can really get a good huffing and puffing rhythm going on the harmonica.
This is selection number 39, Skip Johns doing the Song of Life, archive number T-80-13.
I don't drink as much as I used to. Yeah, lately it just ain't my style. And hard times don't last like they used to. They pass quicker like when I was a child. And somehow I learned how to listen to sound like a song. In a magic, the morning is bringing a song for a life I have found. It keeps my feet on the ground. the midsummer days sit so heavy, but don't they flow like breeze through your mind? When nothing appears in a hurry to make up for someone's lost time, and somehow I learned how to listen to sound like a song going down in a magic the morning is bringing, a song a life I have found. It keeps my feet on the ground, and somehow I learn how to listen to sound like a song going down in a magic. The morning is bringing a song for a girl I have found. She keeps my feet on the ground.
This is selection number 40, Will McLean doing the Green Turtle, archive number T80-12.
The green turtle comes in the dark of the moon to this lonely spit of land, and crawls from the waters amongst the quiet dunes and buries her eggs in the sand. The hatchlings are bound to the call of the sea, according to nature's plan. They scurry through danger and into the waves, a cycle older than man. And the sow in the wind tells a song of Conk Island, how sharp Spaniard steel slashed and crimsoned her land, and left bones to whiten and bleach in the sunlight. But the green turtle still lays her eggs in the sand. Near 400 years of the cross and the sword gone were the galleons of Spain. Footprints from jackboots of black Spanish leather, erased by the wind and the rain. Conk Island lies peaceful, serene in the moonshine. Varmints are drawn here to play. They frolic and spoon to the music of nightbirds, lost in the spell of their wing. And the sow in the wind tells was the song of Conk Island, a song of destruction that ravaged her land. And a man leaves no memory in fin, furred or feathered, but the green turtle still lays her eggs in the sand.
Thank you very much. It's a great honor to be here, Miss Lays. Marty Schumann.